The Clean Water Management Trust Fund was one of a slew of state programs that lawmakers reorganized at the beginning of the year. It used to be an independent agency. Now it reports to the Natural Resources Department. It used to have 21 trustees in charge. Now it has 9. It used to dole out grants to protect and clean up North Carolina waters. And it still does, but now also for historic lands. It also has a new slate of appointees and a new director. But other than that,
pretty much everything is the same except the administrative part.
Deputy Director Beth McGee has worked at the fund for 15 years. She's upbeat about the most recent change. This month, the fund has been lumped into a new division inside its new department, along with programs like the Albemarle-Pamlico National Estuary Partnership. McGee says it makes sense.
The department is looking to pair like functions and to have more of a connection between some of the programs that have not been connected before.
All these moves might remind you of something out of the movie Office Space.
We're going to need to go ahead and move you downstairs into storage B.
No.
Reed Wilson, executive director of Conservation Trust North Carolina, says he's not concerned about that. He's more concerned with cuts to the Clean Water Fund's budget.
The amount of funding matters for these conservation trust funds. These trust funds have been incredibly successful.
A few years ago, the fund received $100 million per year, which it used for things like protecting Mountain Island Lake in Gastonia and cleaning textile dye out of the Catawba River. But a series of cuts from both the Purdue administration and Republican lawmakers has seen that amount dwindle to about $10.5 million this year. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.